Did you read G? Mrs. Stanislav's Jewels. Ruby and Harry were standing in the street, looking at the empty house. It was late at night. They were standing under the light from a lamppost, and the street was covered in withered leaves. Ruby had asked her brother to come with her to the house because she had seen that a window had been left open after the old lady who lived there had moved to a retirement home. She thought it would be fun to crawl through the window, just to take a look at the house. "Come on," Ruby said. "She's not going to be in there." Harry didn't move an inch. "You were the one who told me that she was rich," Ruby continued. Harry looked at the ground and kicked a few leaves with his foot. "You don't have to break into her house just because she's rich," Harry said quietly, without looking at his sister. Ruby looked towards the house again. "We're not breaking into her house if the window is open," she said. "I don't want to," Harry said, and walked a few steps away from Ruby. It annoyed her that he was so afraid of everything. "Come on," she said. "You promised you would come with me." Harry just shook his head and looked at his feet. Ruby took a deep breath, looked at her brother and said, "Then I'll just do it myself." She had no problem crawling in through the window. She just wanted to take a look around the empty house. If the woman who had lived in the house were as rich as they said, Ruby was sure she could find a lot of money or plenty of other interesting things in the house. "Old women like her usually save their money in the freezer," she said with confidence in her voice. "Or in the laundry basket." She looked at her brother. "Come on, Harry. It's not a big deal, and we don't have to take anything," she said. "But what if there's someone in there?" Harry said, almost whispering. "Who would be in there?" There was no doubt in Ruby's voice. "I don't know," Harry said. "Maybe the woman has moved back in." "As if anyone comes back once they have moved to a retirement home," Ruby laughed. Then she turned around, took a hold of the garden gate, which gave a loud creaking noise when she opened it, and closed it behind them with a thump. It was dark in the garden, but Ruby thought that was a good thing, because it meant they were harder to see from the street. She walked across the grass, taking hold of her brother's hand and dragging him with her. She didn't want anyone to hear their steps in the gravel. She walked straight towards the open window, with Harry following her reluctantly. "I think we should check the other side of the house," Harry suggested, "just to see if there's someone in there." "Okay, you do that. I'll wait here," Ruby replied. She looked at Harry while he walked around the corner of the house. Then she hurried over to the open window and opened it all the way. She stuck her head through the window and looked around. The house was quiet, and it smelled old. Ruby thought that maybe that was why the window had been left open. She didn't see any problem with her going into the house, so she climbed through the window and onto the kitchen table. She thought it was weird to sit in someone else's house, but before she could finish her thought, Harry came back. "There's no one in the house," he said. "No one I can see anyway. And the curtains are drawn in the living room." Ruby jumped to the floor with a bump. "I just want to take a quick look," she told Harry, and signalled for him to come with her. But he just shook his head. "I'll keep guard out here instead," he said. Ruby looked around the kitchen curiously, and then she moved on to the hallway. It was very dark, and she had to feel her way around so she wouldn't bump into anything. She found a door that led into a small bedroom. She went into a room, but had to cover her nose because the smell was so bad. She walked over to the bed and lifted the covers. She felt under a pillow and under the mattress, as she knew that those were places where people often hid their money, but she didn't find anything. On her way back to the hallway, Ruby walked into a small table that was standing next to the bed. The table was filled with small perfume bottles, and they made a lot of noise as they fell over. The sound scared Ruby, and she took a moment to catch her breath. Ruby felt the top of the table and found a jewellery box. She opened it quickly, and without looking at what was in it, she emptied the entire thing into her pocket. Some of it had to be worth something, she thought, and she left the room and walked into the living room. The curtains were drawn, just as Harry had said, but despite this, there was a little more light in there because the windows were big and the moon was shining bright outside. A clock that made loud noises was standing in a corner. Ruby thought that a clock like that could be a place where an old woman might hide her money. Carefully, she walked to the clock and tried not to bump into anything. There was a hatch in the clock that she opened, but she didn't find any money there either. Ruby found the sofa and felt her way along the coffee table that was standing in front of the sofa. She only found a newspaper and a dead plant that crunched between her fingers. By the wall, Ruby found a big bookcase of the kind you always find in a house that belongs to an old woman. Ruby felt the shelves with her fingers, and she could feel that it was filled with books, pictures, and other small things, but she didn't find anything she wanted. Her eyes had got used to the darkness, and when she turned around to leave the room, she saw a big dining table. But what she found most interesting was the thing that was standing in front of the table. There was a big coffin standing in the middle of the room. Ruby stood still and stared at it. It really was a coffin. She hadn't even noticed it when she walked into the room, but there it was. She didn't feel like walking past it, but she had to in order to get out of the room. She was scared to death at the sight of it. The lady must have died, and now she was lying in a coffin in the middle of her living room. Ruby didn't want to be there anymore. She was about to run out of the room when she heard a noise coming from the coffin. It sounded like nails scraping against wood. Suddenly the scraping stopped and was replaced by a loud knocking, as if someone in the coffin wanted to get out. Ruby stared at the coffin. She knew that someone was in there, but was it someone who wasn't really dead? "Is there anybody there?" she asked, just a little louder than a whisper. There was the scraping sound again, but no one answered. Then it sounded as if the coffin's lid was being pushed to one side and there was a big bump when the lid landed on the floor. Ruby froze. A hand came up from the coffin, and Ruby saw how it was stretched in the air and towards her. Her heart was pounding in her chest, and she tried to back away from the coffin. But then she realized that the only way she could get out of the room was if she walked past the coffin and the hand. Ruby closed her eyes and took a deep breath. Then she started running. When she was right beside the coffin, an ice-cold hand grabbed her arm. She could feel the nails in her skin. The hand dragged her towards the coffin and pulled her so hard that she almost fell into it. A nasty smell spread from the coffin, and she stared straight into the face of a corpse. The dead person stared right back at her with two very big eyes. Ruby tried to free herself from the grip, but the hand held on tight and kept dragging her closer.
"I thought I heard someone," the corpse said with a rattling sound. "Were you stupid enough to climb through the open window? Did you think there was something in here you could steal?" The corpse laughed a hollow laugh.
Ruby's entire body was shaking. She couldn't answer, but she tried to free herself from the tight grip.
"You're not going anywhere," the corpse said. "I need you to help me."
"What do you need help with? You're a corpse,"
Ruby said in a whisper as she tried every way she could to free herself from the grip.
"You're looking for my jewels," the corpse said,
and the cold hand grabbed Ruby's arm even tighter.
"But they are not here. My useless son stole them."
"Your son?" Ruby said. That doesn't have anything to do with me.
Oh, yes, it does. Because he left the window open so some innocent person would climb through and get the blame for stealing them.
It made an awful sound when the corpse breathed.
But I'm certain that you will do anything you can to find them and bring them back to me, so I can wear them to my grave.
Ruby shook her head. She wished she hadn't crawled through the window and that she hadn't taken the jewels from the jewellery box. She thought that maybe the sound of the jewels had woken the corpse in the coffin. She had a hard time breathing because the smell of the corpse was so bad.
"Do you promise me that you will find my jewels?"
the corpse asked. The corpse looked at Ruby, who just nodded silently. It looked to Ruby like the corpse was smiling.
"Because if you don't, you will be the one lying in this coffin when it goes into the ground on Thursday."
The corpse threatened Ruby. The dead hand let go of Ruby's arm and looked very dead all of a sudden. Ruby walked backwards towards the door, turned and left the living room, ran through the hallway into the kitchen and out the window. Ruby ran past Harry and onto the street. She ran for some time before she stopped. Harry ran after her and had to catch his breath before he could ask her what was going on, but Ruby just stared straight into the air.
"What was in there?"
Harry asked.
"The woman,"
Ruby whispered while she was trying to catch her breath.
"She is dead and lying in the living room in her coffin. But she's not really dead. She wanted me to find her jewels."
"So?" Harry asked.
"Did you?" "No, you fool. I don't know where they are. And if I don't find them, I'm going to be buried in the coffin,"
Ruby said, with tears in her eyes. She was shaking all over.
"I don't want to die," she whispered. "And I don't want to be buried. But I don't know where her jewels are."
Harry didn't say anything. He just looked at her and put his hand in hers. "Come on," he said. "Let's go home now, and then we'll figure out a way to find those jewels together." Ruby crawled into her bed with all her clothes on. She could still feel the cold hand on her arm, and she had red marks where it had grabbed her. Every time she closed her eyes, she saw the dead woman in the coffin, and she could hear the rattling voice.
"Find me those jewels."
When Ruby got out of bed the next day, her mum looked at her with a worried face. Ruby was very pale.
"Are you ill?"
her mum asked. But Ruby just stared at her without giving her an answer. Her mum felt her forehead.
"Oh, Ruby, you're freezing. And you smell funny too. What's wrong with you?"
her mum asked. Ruby didn't want to tell her mum about what had happened, because then she would have to admit that she had crawled through the open window of someone else's house. "I think you'd better stay home today," her mum said, and stroked her hair. Ruby just nodded and tried to smile. She didn't want to go anywhere. When Harry came home from school, he checked on Ruby.
"We have to go back there," Ruby said. "We have to find out what her son's name is."
Harry smiled and pulled a piece of paper from his pocket.
"Maybe you're going there, but I'm not," he said, and read from the piece of paper. "Varenka Stanislav."
"What?" Ruby asked.
"That's what it said on the mailbox. Maybe her son has the same last name," Harry said.
Ruby jumped out of bed.
"Way to go, Harry," she said.
She turned on her computer and searched for the name. It wasn't a regular name, and in their little town only two people were listed under it, the old woman and someone named Andrei.
"That must be him," Ruby concluded.
She looked at her watch. It was still early, so the man must still be at work, if he had a job.
"You could try walking past his house,"
Harry suggested. Ruby nodded as she looked at him. You did promise you would help me, she said, and blinked her eyes at him. Harry was quiet. In the shed, they found their dad's toolbox. Ruby didn't know what to bring because she didn't know what you used when you had to open a locked door or window. She didn't even know the names of the things or what they did. She just took some different things, put them in her bag, and then they walked out of the shed, ready to go. Ruby and Harry walked back and forth in front of the house where Andrei Stanislav lived. It didn't look as if anyone was home. Let's try knocking on the door, Ruby said, and dragged Harry with her to the door. But no one answered when they knocked. Come on, Ruby said. Let's wait in the garden. Wait in the garden? Harry said, confused. Well, you wait in the garden while I open one of the windows, she answered, and smiled. Ruby tried to open one of the windows with some of the tools, but she had never done it before, and no matter what she did, the window stayed closed. Oh, no, she said, and kicked at the window with the tip of her shoe. The sound of glass breaking filled the garden. They looked around, worried that someone might have heard, but apparently not because no one came to see what had happened. It was easy for Ruby to get her arm through the broken window and open it. Come on, she said, and Harry followed her without a word. The window led into a basement filled with old stuff no one had used for years. It smelled like dirt, and in the corner they saw a wheelbarrow and some garden tools. A lot of the things were extremely old, and Ruby thought that Andrei must be a very old man. His mum had been very old, too. Ruby walked up the stairs from the basement with cautious steps and opened the door very quietly. She looked around the house. It seemed empty. No one was home, but she stayed as quiet as possible and merely whispered to Harry, "You look in there," and then pointed to the living room. He couldn't say no, but he really didn't like being in a stranger's house to steal jewels. Despite that, he walked into the living room to see if he could find anything. Ruby looked in the bedroom. She found it disgusting having to touch an old man's underwear, but she had to find the jewels. She looked everywhere, but she didn't find anything. She was just about to look under the bed when she heard a key in the lock and someone opening the front door. She wasn't able to get hold of Harry, so she looked around to find somewhere to hide in the bedroom. She thought to herself that if she had opened a window, they would have had a way to escape, but it was too late now. She took her bag with the tools and crawled into a big closet. She sat between shirts and jackets that had a sour smell, and then she closed the closet door. She could hear the man walking around the house. He was cursing to himself, probably because someone had been in his house, Ruby thought to herself. She could hear him coming into the bedroom and taking something from underneath the bed. Ruby guessed that he was looking at what was inside the boxes she had seen under the bed just before the man had interrupted her. He gave a sigh of relief when he looked in the first box. Ruby was certain now that the jewels had to be in one of those boxes. Moments later, she heard the man walking into the living room, presumably to see if anything had been stolen there. She held her breath, but the next thing she heard was water running in the kitchen. She wondered what had happened to Harry, but then she heard a loud shout, a bump, and Harry's scream. That stupid, stupid boy, she hissed to herself when she heard the man yelling at Harry. It sounded as if he was hitting him as well. Ruby knew that she should come to Harry's rescue, but instead she crawled to the bottom of the closet. The thought of the cold hand that grabbed her and the dead woman in the coffin waiting for her made her stay still in the closet. She would help Harry after she had found the jewels she had come there for. They were the most important thing right now. Ruby was scared that the man might find her too, but he didn't come back into the bedroom. She could hear him walking into the living room and then the sound of the TV being switched on. That made Ruby a little calmer, but she was still ready to run as fast as she could
in case the closet door was opened. After she had waited for a while, she carefully opened the closet door and tried to listen to the sounds coming from the living room. She could hear commercials from the TV, but another sound as well, as if the man was sleeping. She got out of the closet and looked under the bed. It was filled with dust and she could see some dirty socks under there too. The boxes were pushed a bit back, and they were the only things she was interested in. She took one of them out and lifted the lid as quietly as possible. It was exactly the way she had imagined it. The box was filled with amazing jewels that were just stuffed in there together. Carefully and without making too much noise, Ruby poured the jewels into her bag. She put some of her dad's tools into the box instead, because her bag wasn't big enough. She put the box back under the bed and smiled, satisfied. She got up and was just about to climb out of the window when the door was flung open. A man was standing in front of her. He was a very big man, wearing worn-out sweatpants and an old T-shirt. Ruby thought he looked disgusting, and he smelled weird.
"Oh, another one," he said angrily.
Then he reached for Ruby and pulled her to her feet.
"I thought I heard something," he said. "What is it you want?"
Ruby didn't say a word. She just held on tight to her bag so the jewels wouldn't spill out.
"You can go to the basement along with the other one," he said,
dragging Ruby with him. Ruby did not like the thought of going back to that basement. The man didn't notice that Ruby was holding on to a bag. She hoped for a short moment that she could free herself from his grip, but she had to hold on to her bag so it wouldn't make any sounds that would reveal its contents. Without letting go of Ruby's neck, he pushed her in front of him, down the stairs into the darkness. He pushed her through the room with the broken window and into another, where more old things had been stacked up. There the man opened an old wooden door.
"In you go,"
he said, and pushed Ruby through the door into a very dark room. Before she could get to her feet, the door had already been closed and locked behind her.
"Ruby?"
Harry asked quietly. It sounded as if he was crying.
"Yes,"
she whispered back, and found his shoulder in the darkness and stroked it. Then she tried to find a light switch on the wall to give them some light, but she couldn't find one. The floor and the walls in the little room were made of dirt. It appeared that the man had dug an extra room under the house and put a door on it so he could lock things up. But what had he meant to lock up? To Ruby, the room seemed like a grave, and she thought of the dead woman with the cold hands and her threat to send Ruby into the grave instead.
"But I have them right here," she said out loud in the darkness. "The jewels?"
Harry asked, surprised.
"Did you find them?"
Ruby nodded and shook the bag so Harry could hear that it was full.
"Yes," she said. "Now I just have to get them back to the old woman."
But Ruby and Harry were trapped, and no matter how much they knocked at the door and shouted, no one came to let them out. Ruby gave up. She sat against the door and didn't even care that it was cold and dirty. She stretched her legs and was scared when she knocked something over. It was a shovel that must have been standing at the back of the room, she thought. It was probably the one he had used to dig out the room in the first place.
"Where were you hiding when he came into the house?"
Ruby asked Harry.
"In the kitchen, in the closet with the vacuum cleaner, but I accidentally pushed it a little, so he heard and found me."
Ruby had an idea when she found the shovel. She gave Harry her bag and asked him to hold on tight.
"Make sure nothing falls out of it," she said.
She got up and tried to open the door with the shovel.
"Maybe it can help us open the door," she said.
She pushed and pushed, but the door stayed locked. In the end, she started hammering the door with her hands and the shovel. It made a terrible noise across the entire house. The man was there in a second.
"Stop that noise,"
he shouted.
"The neighbours will hear."
"Then let us out of here,"
Ruby shouted back. Your mum is going to turn into a big, ugly ghost if you don't. She was the one who sent us here, and she knows that you stole her jewels, said Ruby.
The man didn't say a word, but Ruby could hear that he had his hands on the lock. He was going to let them out. She had the shovel ready so she could stop the man from closing the door again, but then she saw the big man standing in front of them. She decided to hit him with the shovel instead. She used all the strength she had and managed to knock him so hard that he fell to the floor. Then she hit him one more time on the side of the face. He shouted in anger and pain. He stayed on the floor long enough for Ruby and Harry to escape out of the open window with the bag. They jumped out into the garden and ran towards the street where they had left their bikes. They waited until they were back home and had caught their breath to look at what was inside the bag. It looked like jewels the Queen might wear when she had to dress up nicely. They were very shiny and must be worth a lot of money. Now Ruby knew why the man had wanted them so badly. She thought about what a shame it was that they were just going to disappear into the ground forever. But she had to give them back to the dead woman so she could save herself. Late at night, when her mum and dad were sleeping, Ruby quietly left the house with all of the jewels in a bag. She went back to the old woman's house and crawled through the open window. Ruby was startled when she saw that the lid had been put back on the coffin. She hadn't done that, so someone else must have been there. She looked around to see if the man was there waiting for her, but no one was. Ruby opened the coffin and heard the dead woman moving around in the darkness.
I have your stuff, Ruby said.
I need to wear it,
the voice of the dead woman answered.
Wear it?
Ruby raised an eyebrow and looked into the coffin. She had to grab the dead woman and lift her head a little in order to place the necklace around her neck. She placed the earrings in the cold earlobes and put the brooch in her dress. She placed the big tiara on the woman's head. It fell to her forehead, but Ruby let it be. Finally, she took the cold hands and placed the rings on the stiff and cold fingers. It felt a little as if the skin on the fingers came off, like when you eat a chicken leg, and Ruby had to take a deep breath so she wouldn't be sick. She poured the last pieces of jewellery onto the woman. Then she closed the coffin and left the house through the kitchen window. On Thursday, the day the woman was to be buried, Ruby told her mum that she was sick. She had to go to the funeral to see the coffin and jewels disappearing into the ground for herself. She saw the son walking behind the coffin. One side of his face was blue, and he kept staring at Ruby with mean eyes. Ruby just smiled back. He could never prove that she had broken into his house and stolen the jewels. And either way, he had stolen the jewels from his mum in the first place. Ruby was relieved when she saw the coffin get lowered into the ground. She left the graveyard with a smile on her face. She heard heavy steps behind her and turned around to see the big man.
Give me back my jewels, he hissed, or I'll report you to the police.
Ruby smiled at him and crossed her arms.
Why don't you just dig her up and take them? She laughed and pointed to the place where his mum had just been buried.
Before he had time to say anything else, Ruby had gone.